Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. You're not blessed because you know it. You're blessed because you know it and you do it.
Why do you run from me?
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn.
Well, it's great to have you tuning in as we begin a new week of Bible study. Pastor Bill continues his study from the Epistle of Ephesians today with the conclusion to the message, Learn from Me. Now, let's listen in.
There is no other way, not a way. No, I am the way. I am something else. I am the truth. I am not a truth. I am body, perfect truth. The Bible says in John 1:14 that when he came full of grace and full of truth. He is the God-man. Listen, and he said, I am the life. You know, Jesus is the source of all life. You can't find life outside of Christ. And he says, no one, absolutely no one, comes to the Father. No one can make it to heaven without me. No one at all. That's exactly what that scripture, what truth really is. See, Christianity is not some another religion among many. There is only one way to heaven. There is only one name by which man may be saved, and there's only one way to get there. His name is Jesus Christ. Now look at verse 20 again. He says, but you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him or in him, as the truth is in Jesus, and you put off concerning your former conduct. And you can't do that unless you know, have been taught and learned and heard him. Concerning your former, the old man, and so forth, all the way down where you put on the new man. Now listen carefully. That's what we want in our life. Jesus said, learn from me. Isn't it great to learn from our Lord? You know, listen, to learn from Jesus is to be like Jesus. Remember think about the things that Jesus did and how he taught his disciples. Remember in, what was it, Luke's gospel, I think, chapter 11, and the disciples came unto the Lord and said, oh Lord, would you teach us to pray? As John, meaning John the Baptist, taught his disciples to pray. And Jesus said, after this manner, here's the pattern, here's the divine outline. He says, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Listen, and you know the rest of the incredible prayer. See, that's being taught by the Lord. When we read that, we're being taught by the Lord as well. When Jesus says, you know, don't worry. Let me just turn to there. I can listen to what Jesus said. You want to be taught by the Lord? Here it is right now. Now, let's be taught. Let's learn. Let's hear, not just listen. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, do not worry about your life, what you will wear, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on, or about your body. He says, is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow, they don't or reap, and goes on and on. But our Father feeds them. Are you not more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add a cubit to your stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Why do you worry about any of these things? Listen, O ye of little faith, Jesus just taught us. He said, don't worry. Don't be torn apart by this life. Don't let this world pull you apart. Listen, if Jesus is not worried and we're going to live like Jesus and be like Jesus, well then, loved one, we don't have to worry. He didn't say don't plan. He didn't say not to care. He didn't say not to lay up for your children's children, you know, and so forth. He didn't say not to have a 401k, any of that. He said don't worry about anything. We don't live like the Gentiles. We don't live like lost people. We are citizens of heaven. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 3:9, all things are yours. We are co-heirs with Christ. Now listen, are you listening? are you hearing? There's a huge difference between that. Jesus told us about prayer in Matthew's gospel. He said, listen, ask and it'll be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Now, that's a promise from the lips of our Savior about prayer. You know, you ask, you have not because you ask not. So are you listening or are you hearing the word of God? Who helps us to pray now? Romans 8:26, the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, listen, loved one, to learn Christ is to be like Christ. And you say, well, Bill, that's a big statement. No, it's not. Listen, when Christ died, we died. When Christ rose, we rose. Whenever he ascended, we ascended with him. Paul the apostle in Galatians 2:20, what did he say? He said, I've been crucified with Christ. I'm dead. Paul died. Bill died 2,000 years ago. Do you understand? Yes. Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. He says, and the life that I live through the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Yeah, listen, you see, the Bible teaches us as we learn about Christ, we become more like Christ and we become conformed into his likeness and his image. Listen, Romans 8:29, it says we've been predestined, picked out, chosen by God, praise the Lord, to be conformed to the image of his Son. We call that sanctification. That's a process. Justification is a one-time act. Sanctification is an ongoing process until the day the believer dies. That work of God in the life of the believer, the work of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, we call that sanctification. So it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we all, with an unveiled face, just like Moses, we take the veil off of our face and we look into the face of our Lord, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. So Christ reflects his glory into our lives. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And it says, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the living God. See, sanctification is that lifelong process. Glory to glory to glory, meaning we live like Jesus, we live like Jesus, we live more like Jesus, we live more like Jesus, and as we do that, we're more like our Lord. Remember when the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and they had commanded that the disciples stop preaching in the name of Jesus, they threatened them. And it says that they were marveled. Listen to this in Acts 4:13. And when they, the religious leaders, they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated men. In other words, they weren't trained in to be a rabbi or any of that. Untrained men and uneducated men. They marveled. And then it says, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Of course, we know Jesus was still with them at that time. Meaning, even though he was resurrected. So they had been with Jesus. There's not a greater accolade to be given to any believer. Well, you look and say, man, I can tell you've been with the Lord. Listen, Jesus is our teacher. You know, go study Spurgeon. Oh, my God. Billy Sunday. G. Campbell Morgan. They were not instructed in training at all. They're some of the greatest expositors of God's word that there has ever been. Loved one, listen. You know, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 2:14 and 15, it says, thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph in Christ Jesus, or always leading us in victory. And then he tells us something. He says, for we are the fragrance of Christ. Think about that. See, we're going from glory to glory to glory, and we smell more like Jesus every time. We look like Jesus, meaning our actions more than any other time, from glory to glory. With all that being said, we are the fragrance of Christ, loved one. What a glorious thing that God looks at us and said, boy, I smell my daughter, I smell my son, I smell just like my son, Jesus Christ. Now, we speak of learning a subject in life. You know, we can go to college and learn certain things, or we speak of learning, today we have all different kinds of things to learn languages. But we are told here in Scripture that we are to learn a person. to learn a person, to watch what he does, to go through the Bible and search things out. And that person is Jesus Christ. Listen, to learn Jesus, you have to renew your mind to God's Word. To learn Jesus, you have to get into the Gospels. You have to get into prayer. You have to get into the Spirit. To learn Jesus, though, you have to do something. You have to take his yoke. And to learn Jesus, you have to learn his heart, loved one, or to take his yoke is to also learn and know his heart. See, what breaks the heart of Jesus Christ, our Lord, should break the heart of his church, because we are his body. We're his body. Loved one, listen, to learn Christ again is that ongoing process of sanctification. But what's so wonderful is Jesus, he bids us to come and learn from him. Remember in Matthew's Gospel 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor heavy laden, I'll give you rest." Here it is. Take my yoke. Take it. It's a command. Take my yoke upon you. And listen to these words. Learn from me. Study me. Watch me. Be like me. For I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Jesus said, learn from me. You remember in those farming days, the yoke, they would have a set of yokes. One, the older oxen would be on one side, the younger oxen, the untrained, if you will, on the other side. And the younger ox would learn from the ox who had all this experience. Jesus said, my yoke is light. It's prepared. It fits perfectly around you. Just come with me now. Take my yoke. Let's travel together. You follow me, and I'm going to teach you. I'm going to train you. That's what it means about learning from our Lord. And that yoke that we take really is his heart. The lowly heart of Jesus Christ. We have all these heart lessons that he teaches us. Listen, you look into the heart of Christ. Look at the love of Christ of his own volition. He came to this crummy planet. He died for the sins of the world. And he was the sinless, spotless Son of God. He knew no sin, yet he suffered for us. He bled for us. He died for us. He had a heart that said, I want to taste death for every person that has ever lived. And he did. And then he defeated the one who had the power over death. That is the devil. Listen, a heart like our Lord, he says, that's the kind of heart that I want you to have. But you have to take his yoke. To take his yoke means you have to get alongside the Lord. And wherever he leads you, you have to go with him. He's training us, all of us. We're all in training, loved one, for reigning. And listen to me now. If we only listen to what I'm saying, if we don't hear what I just said, what Jesus just said, you will never experience, if you don't take his yoke, you'll never experience the heartbeat of Christ. You'll never have that experience in your heart at all. When you look at the life of Jesus, the perfect example he left us, there in the upper room in John's Gospel, remember in John 13, Jesus had washed all of the disciples' feet. And he said this, he took up his garments and he sat back down. And Jesus said to them, he's saying to you and me as well, do you know, do you understand what I have just done to you? Amazing. What a searching question from our Lord. In other words, do you understand the meaning of my act? And Jesus said, you call me teacher and Lord. You call me owner and master. Well, you say, well, for so I am. If then I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example. I have given you an example, Jesus said, that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are literally, oh, how happy to be envied, how fortunate are you if you do them. You're not blessed because you know it. You're blessed because you know it and you do it. That means you just don't listen. It means you hear the word of God and you do the word of God. Jesus gave us an example to every believer, not to wash everybody's feet, because that's not a doctrinal thing in the Bible. What is he saying? He's saying, serve one another. He's given us an example of servanthood, if you will. It's exactly what our Lord is doing. And what is that example? Pick up your towel. We return to church next Sunday. Everybody ought to bring a towel. We're servants of the Lord. Amen. Peter writes about an example of the Lord. He says in 1 Peter 2:21, he says, "For this you recall, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps." Really follow closely his steps. Now listen, if we're going to learn from Jesus, we have to follow Jesus. We have to follow in his steps. Literally, that's a great picture in the Greek. It's like a little kid who is learning his ABCs. And you know, then how did you learn them? Remember how you would get your pencil and you would trace the A or the S or the T and all that until you finally got it down. That's exactly what this is speaking about here. In other words, we're to trace the steps of our Lord. We are to follow him. He is our divine example, loved one. The Bible tells us that the apostle of love, John, what did he write? In 1 John 2:6, he says, if we say that we abide in him, in Jesus, if we draw strength from him, if we live in union with Jesus, then we ought to walk just as he walked. What a great word. In other words, how did Jesus walk? Go study out the scriptures. Wherever he went, he loved people. If he did make a judgment, his judgment was perfect. But he walked in love because God is love, loved one. Not only that, he brought life and he brought hope and he brought assurance and he brought healing and miracles and salvation. That's what he did to all that he met. The Bible says that God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We're to do the exact same thing. Why? We have taken up his yoke. You see, we're learning from the Lord. We're to do as he did because he's empowered us to do that. So we not only learn the walk of the Lord, we learn also to think like he thinks when we learn from him. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, when Paul there at the church at Philippi, he said, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's an imperative, loved one. That means it's a commandment. Let me give you another translation. Your attitude should be the same that of Jesus. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. There it is. In your lives, you must think and act like Christ Jesus, another one. Now listen, there it is. If you are a believer, don't just listen, hear what the Word of God just said. We are, as believers, we are to think, we are to live, we are to act like only one person, and that person is Jesus Christ our Lord. This is not an option. It is a command to the church. That mind of Christ, the one filled with love and humility and that sacrificial love for others. In other words, if we're going to learn Jesus, we have to learn the way he loved. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. That's all about Jesus, really. Listen, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." That ye love one another. And by this, the whole world will know that you belong to me, that you're my disciples. See, love is the pinnacle of knowing that a person is really born again. That love of God shed abroad in his heart and so forth. So we need to love people. Jesus loves everyone. He wants everyone to be saved. Jesus said, "The Son of Man did not come to condemn the world. He came to seek and save those who were lost." So we learn from him the way he loves. We learn to forgive the way Jesus forgives. You know, whenever they beat him, they put nails in his hand. They blindfolded him and beat his face, all the things that they did to our Lord. Gamble for his garments and all the rest of it on the cross. What did Jesus say in Luke's gospel about forgiveness? He said, he cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." If you're going to learn from Jesus, not listening, when you read the scriptures, hear the scripture. Don't just listen to it. Hear it. Hear the word of God. There's only one way that we can do it. To learn Jesus, we have to have eyes only for Jesus Christ, not for the world. This world is passing away. There is only one way to run the race of faith that is set before us that leads us all the way home. Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, gazing, fixing our gaze only upon him, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the only one to look at. He's the only one that pleased God the Father. And listen, look to the one who was born of a virgin for you. Look to the one who died for you. Look to the one who rose for you. Look to the one who saved you. Look to the one who is coming again for you. You look to him. And if you have your Bibles open, I want you to look at something with me as we close. I want you to look at chapter 4. You should be in 4, but go to verse 32 with me. And be kind one to another. Jesus is kind. Love is kind, remember? Be kind one to another. Tenderhearted. What a great word. Forgiving one another. How? Even as God in Christ forgave you. Now wait. Go to the next verse. Therefore, in other words, therefore goes right back to what I just read. Therefore, since God in Christ has forgiven you, we're to do something. Look at it. We are to be imitators of God, of Christ, as dear children. That word means we are to mimic him. Here in that verse lies the entirety of the New Testament teaching. In other words, this is the new man. This is the perfect man. This is the church made alive. This is the body of Christ who has been filled with him who fills all things. We are to imitate God. Isn't that amazing? We are to imitate God. Why? Because we can imitate God. Why is that? Because we are sons and daughters of God. The Bible says that we have been given the divine nature of God. 2 Peter 1:3, as his divine power is given unto us, all things that pertain to life, all things that pertain to life, all things that pertain to godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, you are partakers of the divine nature. I think the church has, that just goes right over people's heads because they just listen, they don't hear. Bold words, incredible words. Listen, you have the divine nature of God living in you right now. What does that mean? It means that our walk, our lifestyle, our conduct, our entire way of life has been narrowed down to live like one person, and that person is Jesus Christ. There's only one life that we must pattern our life after, and it is our Lord and Savior. To be an imitator of Jesus is to learn Jesus. Do you understand? To be an imitator of Jesus is how we learn Jesus. And only then will we fulfill the rest of the scriptures there by putting off that old corrupt man, that old slave that's in me, and put on the new man created in true holiness and righteousness. Father, we thank you for this word this morning. We thank you for the day that you've given unto us. And Lord, I pray on this weekend, maybe someone listening right now, they don't know you. I pray, I ask them, oh Lord, cry out to Jesus. Just say, Jesus, save me. Jesus, be the Lord of my life. Come live in my heart. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. The church says, amen.
Pastor Bill continues his study from Ephesians on our next broadcast, and we hope you'll join us again. Thanks, everyone, for spending some of your day with us. And until next time, may the Lord bless you. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.